105.1 The Bull, Springfield's Classic Country. And you know, the Law Tigers partnered with Cross Country Chase, a part of the mini chase Secret of the Ozarks. I have Ari with the Law Tigers and the man himself, Adam Sandoval, on the line. Guys, how has the ride been so far?
I mean, the routes have been absolutely beautiful. I mean, there's these twisty, windy roads all through the Ozarks. I mean, if somebody's not familiar with the Ozarks, it is the most beautiful country between the Rockies and the Smokies, if you ask me.
And the weather been pretty good for you guys on the ride?
Well, it depends on what you mean by pretty good. hot and muggy, yes, but the scenery's been beautiful. I'm actually from Arizona, where it's hot and dry. So here it's a little bit sticky, but for us, we've actually been in a car kind of following the riders around, getting some cool video footage and supporting them. So they're the ones that really have to endure the climate and the conditions, and some of them break down on the side of the road and have to fix their bikes. In fact, behind me, you may hear some banging and clanking. Those guys are actually fixing a carburetor right now because these bikes are 70 years old, and obviously they're not designed to go 200-300 miles a day for 7 days straight.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, because the ride itself is, what, 250 miles for 5 days? Is that right?
Yeah, it's about 1,500 miles. Is that right, Adam?
1,500 miles in total. Yeah, it's about 1,500 miles in total.
And this is the mini chase. Actually, normally, it's even longer. I think normally it's like double the length. But this year, due to COVID, the promoter, a good friend of ours, Jason Sims, reduced it down. And so it's actually a shorter ride than normal. And I can't even imagine these guys going 1,500 miles, let alone 3,000. I mean, again, these bikes go 40, 50 miles an hour. You know, they were built 60, 70 years ago, you know, with the heat and the hills. They're just not designed to endure this kind of conditions. And so they're constantly being fixed and updated and maintained to keep them going. But it's been a beautiful, beautiful ride so far. In fact, Adam is from these neck of the woods. We're currently in Muskogee, Oklahoma, and we're going to be heading to Cape Girardeau, right?
On the 10th, we'll be in Cape Girardeau. We've stopped at different cities every night. We never know in the beginning where we're going to end up that night. So I've been producing YouTube videos and putting them on my channel. It's just Adam Sandoval on YouTube. And you can follow the adventure and see exactly where we're going and the struggles these guys are really going through.
Now, the ride runs until tomorrow, correct?
Yeah, so we're about to leave here. We can't disclose where we're going tonight because none of these riders actually know. They're given a list of turns and directions the morning of, and then they literally don't even know where they're going until they get there this evening. So I can't disclose where we're going to be in terms of the state or location tonight, but I can tell you that tomorrow, which is Saturday, correct? We will be in Cape Girardeau, right?
Yeah, downtown Cape Girardeau, the 10th. All these old bikes will be on display out there. You can meet the riders that you've seen across the videos and in the pictures and all across social media, and it's just going to be a really great time. They expect a few thousand people to be down there for it.
This is a very, very special event, and you know, as the owner of Law Tigers, I'm a motorcycle enthusiast first and foremost, and we really wanted to chronicle and showcase, you know, the history of motorcycles and where, you know, we know where we're at now, but I think it's important to celebrate and showcase where we came from, and these bikes, you know, are the forefathers, if you will, of what we have today. And so I'm so proud as a Law Tiger. I know Adam's proud as my partner and, you know, as an influencer and ambassador to be part of this special event. And, you know, I encourage people to, you know, go to, I think it's the motorcyclechase.com, I believe, is the website. Just look up Motorcycle Chase or Cross Country Chase, I'm sorry, is the site. To just check out what's going on with these bikes. And again, Adam's been showcasing every day through his videos what you can see and what you're missing out on. And we're doing our best to showcase this every step of the way.
So if one of our listeners wants to check out, you know, the ride itself, all those videos you guys are talking about that sound amazing, where can they check those out on social media?
You can go to Adam Sandoval, that's Sandoval. You go to adamsandoval.com and get directly to my YouTube, or you can just go to YouTube or Facebook and just type in Adam Sandoval. It'll pop up right away.
And if someone's interested in getting involved in the ride, what was that website again that they can get signed up for the next event?
CrossCountryChase.com, Cross Country Chase. And if you have questions, you can always also email us at lawtigers.com. Again, our primary focus, obviously, is representing injured motorcycle riders. We are a culmination of local motorcycle injury attorneys throughout the country, but we are local to every market, and you know, we're here to help out our fellow riders when they're in need. But we're also here to really showcase all that this great motorcycle community has to offer, including races and events and great restaurants. In fact, Adam, my partner, and I are putting together a really cool new series that you got to stay tuned for, that's going to chronicle his adventures of some of the best rides, roads, restaurants, bars, highlights, roadside stops, and just, again, be on the lookout for that. But anything we can do to support the community, we want to be there to help out fellow riders, and I'm just so proud to be part of this riding community and continue to support it and get more people into the sport and into the adventure of riding on two wheels. It's just an amazing experience.
Yeah, it sounds like a wonderful trip. Glad you guys are having a good time. And Ari and Adam, we appreciate not only everything that you guys are doing, but everything the Law Tigers are doing for the motorcycle community. So you guys are doing wonderful stuff, and I look forward to keeping up with you guys on social media.
Thank you. And hey, if you want to come out and ride with us one of these days, just give me a call. We'd love to have you out here.
Yeah, I will take you up on that for sure. But thanks, guys. Appreciate your time, and ride safe today.
Thank you.